Chapter 7. I tried to find Rico, but he'd vanished. So I found Trey instead. He hadn't moved 2 feet from his post beside the back door. Only now, an Atlanta PD officer guarded the entrance instead of him. He told me about his interview, which had gone very much like my interview. Yes, Cummings was working without a partner. No, he didn't know why. Sometimes detectives just did. Yes, he remembered Cummings from his time at the APD. No, he hadn't any idea if he was a good cop or a bad cop. He took off his jacket and draped it over my bare shoulders. I hadn't realized I was shivering until it settled around me, warm and smelling of him, welcome even in its dampness. I pulled it tighter. I can't believe I'm cold.
It's shock. You'll feel better when you can get dry.
I moved closer to him and dropped my voice.
Have you been able to read anyone?
No, not clearly anyway.
Damn, I was hoping your secret weapon would help me sort this out. It was an ability both simple and astonishing, ever since the accident. Trey could spot a lie with uncanny accuracy. The damage to his right frontal lobe had left him with an enhanced sensitivity to micro-emotive expressions, which meant that deliberate untruths lit up people's faces like Christmas trees. I knew for myself how good he was. I was the uncrowned queen of the necessary fib, the not-quite-on-the-money explanation, the straight-faced whopper. Dating a man with such an ability was a precarious endeavor for someone like me, someone used to a little creative editing. But it proved useful at times.